Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Transformation Begins With You. I am your host, Chris Meadows, and I'm excited to be on the line with you today. Thank you for listening in. This is a special episode today. Transformation Begins With You, first of all, is sponsored by Harvest Girls International. Harvest Girls International is a women's empowerment organization designed with you in mind. At Harvest Girls International, we empower women to celebrate the journey and young girls ages 9 through 17 with the power to dream. We are so excited to be here today. I have with me on the line the regional vice president of Harvest Girls International and founder of WOW Atlanta. So all of you who are listening in from Atlanta, you're being represented on the line tonight. Helen Chambers. Hi, Helen. How are you today?
Hi, Chris. Doing great.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we're going to get right to it. We're not going to spend much time. Helen, as you know, you and I talked earlier this week, love is in the air because we know this is, as they say, the lover's holiday coming up, Valentine's Day. And so we wanted to address a little bit of that today and just talking more so not about the hype of what the world says it should be, and, you know, someone should bring you flowers, and someone should bring you candy, and you should be taken out to dinner, and all those things are wonderful, and I've experienced all those things, and that is great. But we wanted to go a little bit deeper than that and talk about the pieces of my heart. And so, Helen, I just want you to kick it off today, like we talked earlier, you know, through the week as we were going to bring forth pieces of my heart. Why don't you just get started for us today?
Okay, Chris, thank you. As we know, during the month of February, everyone talks about love, trying to find love, mending a broken heart, and whether someone's going to send me a Valentine for Valentine's Day, am I going to get some candy, am I going to get to go to the movies? And so that's what this segment is really going to be about. Two things we're going to talk about: the healthy heart, because this is the American Heart Association month also, where we are talking about women mending those pieces of their heart that maybe is not healthy. And then we're going to talk about the emotional heart, because a lot of times with that love holiday coming up, that love weekend, so many of us allow our hearts to be just too emotional.
Yeah, and what we don't realize sometimes, Helen, just to tap in on that, is that we pick one weekend to say this is the weekend, this is it, the lover's holiday, and someone has to love me if I don't get that. But every day should be a day of love for ourselves. Is that correct?
That is correct. We should think about loving smart our heart at all times. So let me just talk a little bit about the healthy heart, since this is the American Heart Association month also, for we wear our red dresses, we wear our red for the love holiday. But for women especially, heart disease is the number one killer for us. So as women, when we think about our healthy heart, we're going to have to be more diligent about knowing our numbers, making sure that we know what our blood pressure is and that we're keeping our blood pressure low and that we're really taking care of ourselves. And one of the things we need to know is know the symptoms of heart disease, or the symptoms if we're having a heart attack. Some of the symptoms are, you know, the sweating, the cold sweat. A lot of times we just brush that off as maybe I have the flu or something. But the American Heart Association has it really right for us to think about it. If heart disease is the number one killer of women, then this is something where we need to really think about our healthy heart. Are we having nausea, jaw pain, shortness of breath, any of those things? And the one way that we can love it over the whole month of February is making certain that our sister friends know to make sure they know what their blood pressure is. If we see someone that we think they're not feeling that well, we should encourage them to go see their doctor, check their heart muscle out, to say. So that's one of the things I wanted to just say about the healthy heart.
And, Helen, that's part of loving yourself, taking care
Absolutely.
Of your health. Yeah, because what we view as loving ourselves many times is, just being real vague about going to the doctor and taking care of ourselves. We don't want to address or confront those health issues. And thank you for bringing that to our attention today about the American Heart Association, Go Red for Women. Ladies, we definitely want to have a strong emotional heart and a strong spiritual heart as well as a physical heart. So thank you, Helen. And let's get right to what we came to talk about today, pieces of my heart.
Yes, we're going to actually talk about the emotional heart. At this time of the year, we allow our emotions to get in there. Once I was saying, we're thinking about what am I going to do for the holidays, this holiday weekend. Am I going to wear red? Am I going to get flowers? Am I going to get some candy? And that just puts us into an emotional tailspin. So, Chris, I want to ask you, what are you doing this weekend to celebrate you?
I'm glad you asked that because, first of all, let me just say, I celebrate myself all the time. So when Valentine's Day rolls around, I'm not stressed about who, what, how somebody's going to do something for me. I celebrate myself all the time. So what I'm going to do this weekend, to answer your question, Friday I'm going to play. And I am going out to eat and I'm going to take a sister friend of mine with me, and I'm going to celebrate her because she's a cancer survivor, and I want to celebrate her and make her feel appreciated and loved. And then Saturday, I have a empowerment session with young girls for Harvest Girls International. And then Sunday, I'm going to go to the show to see the Kevin Hart new movie. And in the meantime, in between all that, I've already spotted out I'm going to Macy's and buy my Godiva chocolate for myself. It's on sale. And I am also going to buy myself some flowers. And so that's, I'm celebrating myself because I celebrate myself often and every day, but because this is a lover's holiday and I am the lover of my soul and Jesus loves me even more than that, I'm going to celebrate me.
Wow, Chris, that's really profound that you're saying that because that's a part of the emotional heart, how we handle our emotions on those special days without partners. It looks like you're avoiding any expectations that can bring you disappointments because you're actually celebrating yourself. So I do want to talk about, you mentioned about the flowers and you mentioned about the candies. So I want to talk about flowers for just a second with our emotional heart. A lot of times we think that we should be getting flowers, but I say if you love flowers, buy yourself flowers every week. You can go to the supermarket and you can get flowers that are very reasonable. Put them on your table and don't wait for that one special weekend to have flowers on your table. Just buy your own flowers. If you want the chocolates, the Godivas, like you're going to go get you some chocolates. They are love smarting your heart with chocolates. They say we can have chocolates. So don't set yourself up for this weekend just to get flowers and just to get chocolates. Buy your own. I know I like flowers, so when I go to the market, I just purchase me some flowers. I'm not really expecting anyone just for the one special weekend to buy me some flowers. Now, if I get them, I'm so appreciative because of loving the flowers. It just makes the day just much more special, but I also know how to get my flowers for myself. So one of the things I want to talk about, Chris, and for you to expound on, what if the significant other of someone, whether it's male or female, and they don't really recognize that day, and how can we stay positive on that?
Well, I have to say, Helen, in my marriage of 20 years, there were so many Valentine's Day that went by that I did not get anything. I was not taken out to dinner. And I expected so much more, and I was so disappointed. And I lived out my emotions on that day as being not worthy. And so I was carrying someone else's situation on my shoulder, and that was my husband at that time. And so I decided, after many, many years, I didn't just get to this place that I'm speaking of overnight. After many, many years, I worked on self-improvement of myself. What I said about me counted. who did I say that I was? What did I see in the mirror? And I never let someone else's opinion of me become my reality unless it is on a positive note that I agree with. I have the final say about me. Now, I have to tell you, every year I would set myself up to be disappointed because maybe when he did get flowers or he did get a card, a blue, it didn't say what I wanted it to say. It wasn't enough bang and enough boom. And part of that, Helen, was not because of him. It was because I didn't really love myself the way that I should have. So I was expecting somebody else to love me more. Now, let me say, you can only love others to the degree that you love yourself. And so
wow.
in order for me to even show love to someone else, I had to love me first. And so I had to treat myself as if I was teaching myself all over again how to love myself to get to the point that I am today.
Well, Chris, that sounds really great. I just want to share a couple of things about when we talk about the Love Weekend. And I say, give yourself the love and attention that you would lavish on someone else. A lot of times we give someone else what we really want ourselves. So I say turn it inside on yourself and lavish yourself with what you really are lavishing on someone else and not treat anyone any more special than you would treat yourself. So when
mm-hmm.
these times come, then you really know how to treat yourself and you really know how to love yourself. So those are some of the things that I really say about it. Now, I think about Valentine's Day weekend, and I think about when you said you're going to the movies and how women or men can celebrate that day and still feel that they're whole, because that's what we're talking about, being a whole person during the whole year, not just at one time. Is
mm-hmm.
you can go to the movies. What I do is I go to the movies, Chris, the 10 o'clock movie. I don't go to the movies maybe when I think the couples are going to be there, if that's going to create something for anyone. But you can go to the 10 o'clock movie, cost $5 or $6, treat yourself to lunch. You've only spent $20, and you have celebrated you. So what do you think about that, Chris?
I think that is great, but I also think, because I do it often, you do it often, but let's get the women to that mindset, because there's some women out there that are saying, I've heard all that, celebrate yourself, I don't want to do all that, I want someone in my life. This is what I have to say to those women, because I do encounter women who say, well, that's all well and good, but that's not what I want. I want somebody in my life. Let me say this. Until you love yourself unconditionally, you do not open the door for anyone else to come in. Now, that special someone that's God sent, it is a waiting game, and it's a trusting game, trusting God in your life. But let me give you some tips, just a few tips here, Helen, I want to share about that, not wanting to be by yourself and just determine that you just got to have somebody on that day and you're not going to be satisfied until that happens. And it doesn't count that you love yourself. Let me say this to you. First of all, nothing will come to you unless you open up your heart for love. When you put a let me say a lock on yourself and say, this is the way it's got to be or else there's or nothing. When you do that, you just put up a force field for anybody to come in, and I'll tell you why. Desperation, as Jewel Diamond Taylor, our coach, Helen, who has coached Harvest Girls for years, Dr. Jewel Diamond Taylor, says that desperation is a terrible perfume to wear. You can smell desperation a mile away. When you put up a desperation scent, there's nobody going to come within a mile of you. Confidence is key in any relationship, including the one that you have with yourself. Treating others with love and respect, that is the key to loving yourself and loving others. Self-expression, whether you display your gifts and talents to the world, whether you keep a journal, self-expression empowers you to love yourself. Letting go of past events that hurt you, letting go so you can grow because you deserve a fresh start. That opens up the door for loving yourself and for others to come in and love you. And forgiveness is so crucial. Not just forgiveness for anyone else that has hurt you, but forgiveness of yourself allows you, when you forgive yourself for saying, oh, I was so stupid or I shouldn't have done that or whatever, you know, you feel like you're holding for yourself, unforgiveness for yourself. Forgive yourself because it allows you to forgive others. And then the last thing I just want to say, Helen, is be patient. Be patient. And there's a song Gladys Knight used to sing. And she said, love finds its own way through the darkest night. Love finds its own way. It needs no guiding light. You find love when you find it within yourself first and then allow someone to find the love that's already inside of you.
We know we love Gladys Knight. She said it.
Well, Chris, I love Gladys Knight. This is my favorite.
I think we love Gladys Knight. And I think, Chris, we are coming to the end of our Pieces of My Heart, where we just wanted to really encourage women. We want to encourage men to know that Valentine's Day is a day that we can celebrate. And some of the ways we can celebrate it is, you know, we can cook a delicious dinner for our friends, somebody that's maybe homebound, or we can visit a relative that we haven't seen. There are a lot of people in the homeless shelters that would love someone to come in and just, you know, love on them and bring them some candy or make them some Valentine cards or something like that. So one of the things that I really want to leave with our listening audience tonight is that Valentine's Day is, by society, a day of love, but we should enjoy the day whether we're paired up with someone or not, and at the very least, we should always be loving ourselves on that day. And one of the scriptures I want to leave us with is Proverbs 4:23. Above all else, guard your heart, for it is the wellspring of life. I am Helen Chambers, a certified life coach and executive director of WOW Atlanta.
And this is Chris Meadows, founder and CEO of Harvest Girls International. And we just want to say, remember, always and foremost, transformation begins with you. Until we meet again, have a great day. Bye-bye now.
Take care.